Off the Ball Rugby.
I had him in my original, if you remember, Colin. I had him as my starting 10 for the tour.
Yeah, but you were also in a stadium and that's changed. So, like, what do you think now?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Delighted to be joined by Tipperary's Oisin O'Donoghue. Oisin, you have the hurl in the hand already this morning. You're last stop and All-Ireland winner and you're still going.
Yeah, look, sure. There's just some buzz around the county now and just absolutely thrilled to get over the line yesterday. And so I'll be keeping the hurl in the hand for a lot longer with the thrill we got yesterday and hopefully we'll be back again next year.
Talk to us a little bit about what it's like being a Tipperary hurler. Watching that unfold that second half, you come into the game with about 10-12 minutes to go. What's it like watching it as your team hit that flow state? Because I'm sure you knew as a group that you had that in you, but you weren't given much of a hope outside of the camp.
No, look, we were quietly confident going into the game, and look, it's always a dream growing up in Tip to run the jersey and represent your county at the highest level and on that stage. But look, we were quietly confident and we went in under the radar and suited us down to the ground, and no one really gave us a hope with ourselves, but we had total belief in our dressing room, man. We could overwhelm the team, had total belief in us, and thank God we did.
You have a beautiful balance of youth and experience in that squad. What's it like playing with fellas like John and Noel McGrath and just the older boys, Jason Ford and even Jake Morris? What have they given to you?
Yeah, look, I grew up idolising these guys. Like, Noel, massive role model in my life, and John and Jason and J.O. and all the boys are the exact same. And to play with them is a dream come true, really. Couldn't write, like, you were telling me that 3 or 4 years ago, at 14 or 15, I'd laugh, you know, to be honest, but just for a dream to get the grace of being with them.
Can you remember what you did at the final whistle and a couple of moments afterwards? Like, who did you go to in the crowd? What teammates did you get to first?
I went over to Seamus Kennedy, Noel and John, Lord of Davin, and it was just a dream moment, really. Just, you know, as I said, a dream come true, and celebrate with those guys, just unbelievable.
I have to ask you about the goal right in the semi-final and the aftermath of it as well, because you'd been brilliant in the quarter-final against Galway. You got a goal that day too, right? You're thrown into the mix. Your team are chasing something. The game's in the melting pot. Jake Morris slips you that pass, one of the greatest assists we've probably ever heard of. And man, is it instinct? Talk to us a little bit about that. For even younger lads listening in at home, as that ball comes to you, it takes some strike to get by Owen Murphy from there.
Yeah, Jake will definitely claim the assist, right, but I know he don't want us to win it, and for me, time just stood still, really. Like, I couldn't believe myself hit the nation. The team puts total trust in me to go on and finish the job and go on and do what the lads were doing, because they have all the hard work done, and I just have to come on and try and seal the deal nearly. But huge credit to the team, puts total trust in me and the rest of the five subs going off the bench, and it's really a privilege to go out there and just perform like that.
Oisin O'Donoghue, it's the Winners Hotel. You're an All-Ireland champion. You're fresh this morning. You're savouring it. You're taking it all in. As I mentioned, show us the hurl there. You've got the hurl in hand. You're going to enjoy the rest of today. Best of luck at the homecoming. And looking forward to seeing your Tipperary team grow off the back of this as well.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
I am thrilled to be joined in the Grand Hotel in Malahide by two very happy men this morning, Rhys Shelley and Conor Stakelin. Lads, what's sitting in front of us here?
We'll take that one, Conor.
Liam McCarthy, Reith, you can hold that one there. Safe hands from the Tip goalkeeper. Can you talk to us a little bit about the last couple of hours? Because, you know, the Tipperary story is something that we're going to learn a lot about over the next couple of months, I suppose, and years. You weren't given much of a hope coming into it, like, but that rarely matters in sport.
No, it doesn't. I think we never give up for all year. We just never give up, and we never give up on each other either, and we never give up on us, and the True Tip supporters never give up on us either. And I suppose I think that's just a testament there to see Liam McCarthy here this morning.
Yes,
that's something special. We never give up, like.
There's a few things. Mikey Beavens was talking last night on TV, and he talks about connection between the squad and how close you boys are. Could you talk us a little bit about that, Rhys? Because, like, there's different dynamics in every squad, right? And in your squad, you've got the boys with multiple All-Irelands now. You can tell Noli is 4, Seamus and Mikey and the boys have 3, and John. You boys now have your first. But like, there was lads coming in from different under 20s groups, different eras. Yeah. Are you boys 23 or 4? Am I could put a couple of years on you?
Yeah, I wish.
You're giving him back a few years as I did there, so yeah.
So like, talk to us about the connection and how that forged itself this year, because that's so important.
I suppose it kind of started down in the dreaded Kilworth, blowing Cork there, so it did. Just kind of went to the training camp down there. Liam brought in Darren Cody and then there with us this year. He was big on body language, stuff like that, and holding each other accountable. And I'll tell you one thing, we've always said it like for the last few years, but I don't think we really like acted on it as much as we did this year. Like, everyone got in behind us. We all believed in the one goal, the one target. Nobody was dragging the team down. Nobody was like draining the energy from the trainings or anything. Like, and we just believed, like, there was no, we don't focus, we don't rely on any individuals to get us over the line. So we don't, like, we've had different men pop up every day out, get us over the line. Like, we've had different men step up, and I think that's the best thing. Like, you know, all these talk about these individual holders out there for like all the years and stuff like that. Like, and there's about four or five lads, I say, on our team there we could have given to, like, out there, but they probably won't get a mention either, which is the worst part about it. Like, but I think that's the big thing. Like, we're just one big unit and everyone just stuck to it. Like, it's just, we don't try ourselves on individuals. Like, we're a team. Like, and
You can really see that, Rhys, and that shines through, Connor. You know, like, yesterday trying to pick a man of the match, you know, I think everyone was wondering, will they give to John McGraw with his 2-2 or Darren McCarthy with his 1-13 and his unbelievable performance? Maybe Willie Connors, who chased Decky Dalton down the tunnel for that brilliant moment before half time, or maybe even Rhys Shelley, the first goalkeeper to score from play in an All Ireland final and save a penalty to go with it. Or yourself having a mighty game in midfield, you know, like. But it ends up being Ronan Maher, your captain, who I think defines a lot about your group as well. Yeah. There's something about the Mahers, you know, and Jesus, like, the way he rose to field some of those balls coming into the full forward line kind of really set the tone early doors.
Yeah, to be fair, he doesn't lick it off the ground either. I mean, if you park Maher home, you know, he just, it's just incredible what for Ronan. And to be fair, he what a man, like, to what he's gone through on and off the field. I think he just epitomises everything about the group, and it's just great. Everybody just so thrilled for Ronan, and he's just an incredible, incredible human being first, and he's a great player after that as well. And he is a leader for us, and we drive him up the walls outside of the pitch, probably on the pitch. But he's just, it's incredible for him to climb up those steps, and just looking at Parik as well yesterday, he was there to embrace it in, and you know, Shamie Cannon was there, and Brennan gave it takes, and there was other players as well. They're just, you know, Tip is just, it's an incredible county, and anybody that's wore the blue and gold, like, there's just a bond there that you just can't describe. And I think, you know, Ronan epitomises everything there, and to be fair, he's a great leader, and you know, all the cliches that go away, but he's an incredible person. And I know, you know, his family is just so proud, and we were just so proud of him as well going up the steps. No better man.
Yeah, so well said, right? And tradition and pedigree is a really important thing in sport. Sometimes it can weigh a team or a county down. I'm looking at Manchester United, maybe, you know, who, you know, had great teams before, but like, he seemed to rise to it in Tipperary. And whether it be, you know, the tradition of the clubs, or maybe even the family name, the Stakelham name, plenty of tradition there too. But what's it like playing with the brother out there as well? And there's obviously a rivalry there too. Like, there has to be rivalry in squads to make things happen. The great Kilkenny team, the great Dublin team, were killing each other in AVB games. The Armagh team, you know, before they won the All-Ireland, they always talk about their B team driving them. Was that an impact too, the squad that he had?
Yeah, I mean, like,
sorry, talk to us about the steak clubs first.
It's great, and you know, to my family were there, and obviously Dara, it was great. But like, you know, there's loads of lads were just next person up. Like, you know, it's great that we're there to share that moment, and it is special. Like, there's no point, you know, trying to hide our eyes. It's great, but just touching off like the panel and the team, like, there's lads itching to try get on a spot for the A versus B game. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure
the B team better last week in the ABB game.
Yeah,
so,
and there must be a right bit of needle in that as well. And they let them each other know B team after getting the top of the 80. But no, it's great, and there's real healthy competition amongst the panel, and lads, just it's brilliant. I mean, we'll go and cut lumps off each other now next weekend in club championship as well. And you know, it's really competitive, but you know, that obviously brings out the best in us all. And yeah, like we said, like the A versus B games, like, I know a lot of teams talk about it as well, but you're going in playing matches, you just can't beat matches and cut lumps off each other, like, you know, you can't. And trying to get back on onto the team, or you know, I was just saying to Reese, we were coming down, like, we put down a couple of rough days and running together, and you know, and we're near the team.
What's the goalkeeper like in the runs?
He's a bit to catch up yet, so
you regret saying that. I
Well, Conor Stakelin, Reece Shelley, All Ireland Champions 2025 for Tipperary, lads. Congratulations. It was incredible watching you.
It hasn't settled in yet.
Throughout the season. I can imagine that. Lads, well done.
Thanks, Reece. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks,
Tommy. Very appreciate it.
Enjoy it. Savour it up.
You too.
Still a homecoming to come.
Oh, stop. I can't wait.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.